A state of crisis and emergency has been declared on the Maquasagahiggan First Nation. It follows several suicides and attempted suicides recently. The First Nation says in the past few weeks, three people have taken their own lives, including a 10-year-old girl yesterday. CEO, Executive Director for the First Nation, Barry Shalafu, could not identify a root cause for the suicides, adding there are a number of social problems affecting the community.
We've seen a lot of addiction issues. We've seen a lot of family issues. We've seen a lot of community problems that we're trying to address at a community level. But the young people seem to be finding alternative ways to cope, and some of them are not very effective.
FSIN Chief David Pratt says a regional suicide prevention strategy is needed now. Shalafu agrees that regional and national strategies should be developed, but wants increased frontline staff provided to the First Nation. An autopsy was scheduled for today after a shooting in the LaRange area which took the life of one person. The incident happened yesterday morning in the Mikisew residential area of the Lac La Ronge Indian Band. Police say two men were found injured and taken to the local hospital. One of them was pronounced dead. The other was treated for serious injuries. No names have been released and the investigation continues. So far, there's been no word on any suspect or charges. A popular dramatic arts workshop for Northern Saskatchewan youth has been put on hold. The Northern Spirits Workshop was supposed to take place in Prince Albert this weekend, but it has been put on hold due to a lack of funding. Cheryl Kimbley is with Northern Spirits. She says the workshop teaches youth a number of skills in performing and producing a showcase. However, she says the lifelong friendships that are formed are also a big part of the program.
The kids really seem to enjoy it, but what they got out of it the most after the 3 days was a sense of belonging, a sense of they're not alone. Kids were talking and networking from across Northern Saskatchewan. And if we look back at the program all these years, those kids that met back in the first program, the first year are still friends today and still connecting. And in today's world, that's really important,
From the workshop, a group of youth would be selected to participate as part of the Voices of the North show during the Prince Albert Winter Festival. A government-struck committee to examine class size and composition is being criticized for lacking teacher representation and being political. The committee has no current teachers, and the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation is refusing to participate. Former Saskatchewan Party candidate Thomas Scherzitsky is a representative for the North. Education Minister Gordon Wyant defended the appointment of Scherzitsky.
Mr. Scherzitsky's commitment to public education speaks for itself. Certainly, he has a B.Ed., so he's got some background in education. He's got a master's degree in Northern Governance, which is very helpful. Certainly a lot of challenges in the North, particularly around the issues that we're trying to deal with at this committee in terms of composition.
NDP critic Trent Watherspoon called the appointment ridiculous. The committee is set to meet for the first time next week. The NDP opposition says addictions counselors in the province are being overworked. MLA Danielle Chartier says newly released data shows that there are 200 patients for the lone counselor in Prince Albert. And there's a single social worker in La Ronge to manage 150 cases. Saskatoon has a heavy workload of about 400 patients to one counselor. Premier Scott Moe says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau should recall Parliament early to deal with the CN rail strike. Moe says the strike will put jobs in other industries on the line. He says the federal government should be working to end the strike.
Let's be clear, that is going to be too late to alleviate all of the impacts that may be impacting our economy here in the province. Day by day, we have grain deliveries that are not arriving at port.
More than 3,000 CN rail workers walked off the job Tuesday after failing to reach a contract. Manitoba's family minister says the largest Indigenous child welfare overhaul in Canadian history is about to happen. But Heather Stephenson says the federal government isn't saying how it'll work. Stephenson says she's written two letters to the Minister of Indigenous Services Canada asking for details.
Our primary concern, I would suggest certainly in Manitoba, is the welfare of these children. We want to ensure that these kids don't fall through the cracks as a result of these changes that are being imposed by the federal government.
Indigenous Services Canada says the implementation will be developed with Indigenous involvement, and specific details will be shared in the coming weeks. There are about 10,000 children in care in Manitoba, and about 90% of them are Indigenous. Work is underway in Winnipeg on is to become one of the largest cannabis edibles manufacturing facilities in North America. Vancouver-based Agriflora International says it's partnered with a Winnipeg confectionery company. Agriflora says the plant will be large enough so that the edibles infusions could supply other cannabis licensed producers. The company says it'll feature automated equipment that can wrap, bag, and bottle more than 15,000 cannabis edibles packages per hour.